Welcome to the TWU podcast. This is audio log number 23. Today is December 21st, 2022. So I've been meaning to do a recording for a while now, and kind of like ideas and topics had come up into my head, but I just never really got around to it just because things have been getting so busy. Now having a newborn, it's honestly like really hard to plan the days at all. So she just passed, she's about 4.5 months now. And I guess around the 3 or 4 month mark, I think they go through this thing called like sleep regression and potentially like growth spurt. They're not the same thing, I don't think. But sleep regression is basically like originally before, so like when she was like, I guess, 2 months or something or whatever, we kind of had built this schedule where she would like take a nap in the afternoon from like 2 to like whatever time, and like she would probably wake up once or twice in the night. So apparently that schedule just kind of disappears and they just like sleep whenever and there's no schedule. So for the past about, I would say, 2 to 3 weeks, her sleep has been pretty scattered, in the sense that in the nighttime she could wake up like every single hour, like she'll just wake up crying. And so that really messes me up, like for one day, and then the next day I'm doing catch up for my sleep, and it's just this kind of like snowballing cycle, if anything. So it's not the greatest, but I did like have some thoughts and stuff. So I just kind of noticed after I gave birth, I mean, it's pretty normal that every woman will go through like very drastic hormonal changes, because they have to start, well, they don't have to, but their body will start to prepare to breastfeed and things, and that requires like some hormones to change, and then your body kind of has to go back to normal, and that requires a lot of changes in your hormones as well. So I'm at the stage where I'm kind of like losing a lot of hair, and so that's getting, I'm kind of getting used to that. But actually during the fall I had some weird reaction to, like, I don't even know if it was like smells outside or something. So like in October or like even November, when it was, you know, starting to be fall and starting to get cold, the leaves were, you know, falling, and the grass is turning like yellow or whatever because it's getting cold. It's basically everything is dying around you, right? There's a lot more mud. It's raining and things like that. I don't know why, but a few times I tried to like go out for a walk. So like I would like to, I usually will walk to like the nearest intersection of our home to get like some bubble tea. And I had strapped in my baby to my front and we were going to go for a walk. But then I'm not even sure why, but like I usually cut through this park near my home, and there's 2 baseball diamonds and a playground. And sometimes, you know, people are playing on the baseball diamond, and there's also a tennis court and things like that. And sometimes I guess it does get kind of muddy, or like it's not really well kept, in the sense that you know, puddles form and people are like walking around all the time, so there's like mud, dirt everywhere, grass, dead grass, leaves, and, you know, no one's really raking the leaves and things like that. I walk through that park like I usually do, but for some reason, I do not know, but I could not stop myself from feeling like nauseous. Like I really wanted to like gag. Like I feel so disgusted. I've never felt that way before. I mean, naturally, as a person myself, I don't really like sitting on grass. I don't like sitting on like just grass. I know some people are okay, they just like, you know, sit on the grass or whatever, they don't mind sitting on the ground. But I cannot handle like just touching the bare grass, just like with my hand. I can't even put my hand on ground, like not even a sidewalk, just like the grass. If that makes sense. I don't want to confuse. It's not like I can't touch pavement. I can touch pavement. I cannot touch like soil. I feel very disgusted naturally. So I never do. I just wear shoes and I just walk on grass. I don't mind that. I don't like it. Whenever I have to walk on like a field or something, I always like watch out, make sure I don't step in poop, because I feel like that's like one of my fears of stepping in dog poo. And like dog poo is like everywhere. I swear to God, like it's everywhere. I'm not sure why, but I just really am scared of stepping in dog poo, and I also do not sit on grass. Like, I just hate it. I like hate the thought of it. So, I mean, naturally, I just don't, and I avoid it, and I'm fine. I'm okay being outside, going out for a walk. Like, I'm not, you know, but I mean, naturally, I just don't like that. But this time I went for the walk and I felt like, honestly, so nauseous. I felt I lost my appetite. Like, I went to get bubble tea and I felt like, oh God, I don't think I can even like eat anything. I didn't feel like swallowing. I felt so physically disgusted. I never felt this way before. And I was like, this is weird. I thought maybe that day there was people playing baseball in the field. So it was a little bit, it was a lot more mud than normal, I guess. It smelled more like grass and dirt and soil than usual. So I thought, you know what? Maybe I just can't stand that really strong smell because there's too much of that. So I kind of like just tried to really like walk out of there really fast, you know, because I was getting really like disgusted and uncomfortable. And I think it was like I was heading there. So when I went back, I went the different way. I just walked on the sidewalk and I thought, okay, you know what? That's fine. I just won't walk there anymore. Maybe it's, you know, just a one-time thing, but no. Another time, I think I went to walk with my partner and we took like the stroller and everything. And I felt disgusted again. This time we weren't even walking in the park. I think we were walking in like this field right near our home, and they have hydro lines, so it's like this big open field with like hydro line towers, and it's like it goes across this gigantic piece of land, and there's a trail in there, and so we're just walking and stuff, and it's just a paved trail between this gigantic grass field, in the middle of this gigantic grass field, and there's a lot of dogs there, but there's not like excessive amount, and it's not a off-leash area or anything, so everyone's dog should be on a leash and stuff. And we were just walking through, but I don't know, as we got deeper and deeper, and like, I mean, sometimes there's the rare occasion of having a dog poo on the pavement, but usually not. And even when we walk on that trail, usually there isn't anything on the pavement, but maybe I'll see like a stray poop on the side in the grass, and I'll just like try not to look at it because it's honestly disgusting. But I don't know why that day there wasn't anything specific. Like, I didn't see any dog poop, but I felt so disgusted again. I felt like, oh my God, I need to go home. I need to go home. And I felt like I just wanted to barf. I just felt like I wanted to barf. I'm just like walking, and then suddenly I'm like, oh, I feel so disgusted, losing all appetite. I feel like, oh my God, so disgusted. I honestly, I haven't even felt this way before. I mean, when I was pregnant was like really the first time I felt nauseous, feeling like I needed to barf for no reason at all. Like, well, not that, you know, if it's not from alcohol, then I don't know what would make me want to barf, but you know, so yeah, this is like another different physical feeling that I've never felt. And I was like, this is so weird. And instantly I was like, I want to go home. And then that was probably November or something. And nowadays, I mean, I feel less of that, but sometimes, like the other day, I went for a walk, and I'm not sure if it's because the specific road or street we were walking on is just not very well kept, but there was like dead leaves everywhere, and it looked like there might have been poop. Everything is kind of like white and brown and gray and smooshed together. We were walking on a sidewalk, okay? We're not walking on grass. But honestly, it was disgusting, and I was like, holy crap, I do not want to walk this way ever again. And I didn't feel that physical, like, I want to barf, but in my head, I'm like, this is disgusting, I don't want to walk here again. So, I mean, that was interesting, but that physical reaction, I feel like it's gone now, and I'm like, why did I feel that way? Honestly, that feeling was so strong, it honestly scared me a bit. I'm like, what is going on? What is wrong with me? Why am I, like, feeling like I'm gonna barf? And after that, I was like, I'm just not gonna go outside because I don't want to feel that again. So I didn't go outside for like the longest time. I feel like after the baby came, I've just been staying home all the time. Like there are days I just don't go outside. I mean, other than to get the mail, which is actually right in front of our door, I just like kind of slide out, get the mail, go back in. I don't actually step down the steps outside at all. Like for, I could go like, I think even 2 weeks without even going outside because I really don't have to. And it's also really, really troublesome to bring a newborn out because you have to bring the car seat, the stroller. You have to bring like food, like milk, diapers, all that stuff. If you forget something, which we actually did one time, we forgot to bring like our diaper bag. And we felt like, oh, if something happens, we are so screwed. I don't know how we both forgot to bring it and left it at home. And we're just out with the baby and we're like, I think we went to buy groceries too. We went to like Costco or something. And you know, Costco always takes at least like half an hour. So we were like at Costco and we're like, oh shit, we didn't bring it. Okay, so we were like, usually nothing ever happens. But you know, one-offs, they're like, oh, suddenly the time that you actually need it, you don't have it. We're like, holy shit, that better not happen because we're fucked. But yeah, so I'm not going to say we avoid going out because I really try not to do that. I really don't like the fact and the thought that possibly having a kid will dictate the rest of my life and like what I do or encourage me to do one thing over another just because of the kid. I think that's really silly and stupid. So it's not like we avoid going out because of her, but like obviously if we really don't have a strong reason to go out, we're not just gonna randomly go out for like no reason, right? So yeah, I just managed to just not go out at all. And then with that whole physical I'm gonna barf thing, that made it even worse. And I'm like, I'm really not gonna go out. I don't even care because it was so uncomfortable, so disgusting. I felt so disgusted, physically disgusted, that yeah, I just didn't even go for walks anymore. And I mean, it doesn't help because obviously I don't have work. I don't have much things to do except for taking care of the kid, and getting physical exercise is good. But you can't really do much at home. But whatever, it's okay. I'd rather be fat than feel like barfing all the time. So there's that. So I thought that was so strange, but I've never actually felt that. And honestly, after all of this baby stuff, I'm so surprised by the things that my body is capable of making me feel that I'm like, holy crap. Like, you know, for the past like more than 20 years of my life, I did not have this experience or feeling or even be aware that, oh my gosh, my body can feel this way. And then now that I have the baby, I'm like, holy crap, I can feel this way. My body can be like that. And you're just kind of amazed by all these different feelings that you're like, oh my God, I hope I don't feel that again, kind of thing. But yeah, aside from that, I guess, what happened recently? Yeah, big news. Argentina won the World Cup. Finally. I've actually been cheering for Argentina for a really long time. I think since like high school or something. I just remember cheering for them when I was in high school. I don't even know what year that was anymore. I must have been so young. But I just really like Argentina for whatever reason. I just really do. Probably because I love like the colors of their flag, and also like I heard they really like eating steak there and they drink a lot of red wine. And they have like fresh steak or something. Like it's known that you can go to like a street and they'll have like a sign with a cow or something. That means like they have a fresh like cow that they had butchered that day, and then you can get it like really fresh or something like that. I don't know where I read that. That might be false, but I feel like I read that somewhere when I was quite young and I was like, whoa, that's so cool. I like Argentina. And that just kind of stuck with me for like, it's like 20 years, 30 years kind of thing. So yeah, I'm really glad that they won. Every time I cheer for them, and they always kind of, they always make it to like, I think the semifinals or like the quarterfinals or something like that. They always make it pretty far, but then they will lose and I always feel like shit. But this year, they really went all the way and I'm like, oh yeah. Super happy about that. And yeah, other news. We're moving. We got a new place. And we're super duper excited. We have literally been spending like the last, I'm gonna say like the whole season since like summer, fall, and then till now, looking at homes, and hoping to move. The reason is because we currently live in like a bungalow, which is basically a one level plus a basement. So it's not a lot of space for three people and four cats. So we've been looking to upgrade to like a two-story at least, so we can have a few more bedrooms. And yeah, we finally got a place and it's super exciting. And we're so glad that we are done looking at houses, because that is super tiring. We spent a few weekends actually going to like open houses and stuff. And honestly, you go to these open houses and you actually see so many people go to the house. You're like, holy crap, that's a lot of people. Are all these people looking to buy a house? That's crazy. It's super intimidating. So, yeah, we went to the first open house we went to was like in the summer, which apparently is like high season. So it was a lot of people. They just like at least 20 people in the like maybe 20 minutes we were there. Maybe like 15 people. And they just like come in, they look around 15 minutes and they leave. And then new people would come. And same 15 minutes. And these open houses are only 2 hours. So you're just like, wow, that's a lot of people. But whether or not they're actually interested, I have no idea. So far, all of the open houses that we have been to, there hasn't, like, we weren't like, this is a great house. Like, we hardly ever had that feeling. Well, for me anyways. And apparently I'm very, very picky when it comes to houses. So I don't know. I didn't feel that way. But I'd see like a bunch of people and I'm like, damn, that's a lot of people. Are they all looking to move or something? And the worst part is we are always looking at homes in like a specific area because of the good school zone. So all the houses we go to are in the same areas and it's still like the same. It's like a lot of people. So it's super intimidating is think that there's also a lot of people looking for houses in the same area as you and that there's only a limited supply. So yeah, it's kind of worrying since like we don't have like, it's not like we're super duper rich or like this is like super cheap for us or something. Those areas are a little bit, they can be quite expensive. And we weren't like the ones to have the advantage of being like super rich and being able to afford like whatever amount the seller wants kind of thing. So it was pretty, we were pretty worried we wouldn't be able to get one anytime soon. So yeah, we had to keep our eyes open and be like, you know, we might have to get a house that's like really old on the inside, but at least it has like a good structure, a good layout. So then we just do like a whole reno once we have more money. So like that kind of vibe. It's not the best when you're going into it, but it's like if we don't do this now and interest rates go up and house prices don't go down, we're kind of like screwed. So we're just like, oh, shoot. And kind of like time crunched. So yeah, so it's pretty stressful when you think about this, when we were thinking about the situation we were in. But I'm just like, you know, we were kind of like hoping that there's going to be more houses that are affordable for us and that we don't have to battle anyone for it, because it looked like there was a lot of people who were also looking and that we might have to battle them. But ultimately it worked out. I mean, we ended up getting a house that I really, really like. I really like the layout. And it's really, really big. But only downfall is that the backyard is sizable and it's nicely kept. But behind the backyard is an hydro field. So it's not the best view. You can see like the wires from the back. But honestly, I don't care. After the situation that I was just in where I'm like, I don't want to go outside. I could give a rat's ass what's outside that, like on the other side of that backyard, you know? So I was like, I don't care. The house is big. Layout's nice. Yeah, I'm good. So yeah, thankfully my partner also liked it very much. So we ended up getting it and we had to fight to the end for it, my friend. I must tell you, we had to fight and it was a close one. We were just over So like we were basically at the same bidding price, and we kind of just bid over $5,000 more, and that's how we got it. So that's how we were so close. We could have lost that house. So, but we're so happy we got it. We're like, yeah, that's right. And we're hoping to God that this is like probably the last time that we have to do this. Well, this is like the biggest, I think this is the biggest purchase of our life. And we're hoping that we're going to stay here for a really long time, because the process is tiring. And also we're probably going to have a lot of great memories here, and it's going to be sad to move. I mean, even now when we're moving from this tiny bungalow, there was a lot of memories here too. Like I lost my cat here. My baby was born in this house. You know, all the memories I had with my friends coming over and everything and stuff. It's kind of like, oh, we're going to move and it's going to be, you know, but I mean, it is what it is, right? I'm going to get a walk-in closet, and there's going to be like a nice standalone bathtub, which is nice. So, I mean, it's really bittersweet, but it's kind of like you're going to have to do it. That's part of life, right? So, yeah. Anyways, yep, that's the big update. And yeah, I'm going to cut it off there. Hope you guys are doing well. And have a good day, good evening, and a good night. Bye.